नमस्कार। The Divine Mother is the source of all creation, the one in whom the three gunas, Rajas, Tamas, and Sattva, exist and play out. She is the active aspect of the infinite. She creates, sustains and nurtures, and dissolves all of creation. Lord Shiva, the infinite consciousness of the eternal being, is her indwelling existence. She is composed of that indwelling consciousness. She is the active aspect of it. Purusha, consciousness, and Prakriti, active creativity, Mother Nature, are together forming the balanced whole. She is the same as him. The two, Shiva and Shakti, form Brahma. They form the entirety of existence, both manifest and unmanifest. Conscious, intelligent awareness is Purusha, the infinite aware beingness. Purusha, bound by Prakriti through her activities of the three gunas, creates this universe. And it is to note that all beings, with rare exception, have both a masculine and a feminine. That the patterns of the great, of the cosmological, form again and again through the created universe. And so the pattern of the masculine and the feminine arise in all manner of ways, in all beings. Even in trees, you will find there are the masculine and the feminine. In the animals, as they evolve, more and more there is masculine and feminine. And in human beings, there is masculine and feminine. As beings evolve, it is the natural way to follow the pattern of the cosmos. There are those who within one body contain both the masculine and feminine, the androgynous species. But they are more rare than those who divide into two bodies. For Purusha and Prakriti are two, yet they are one. Both the composed of the infinite aware consciousness. Purusha in the role of witnessing being does not participate in the activities. Prakriti is the creative force of the universe. She creates with the paintbrush of the three gunas and then the five elements. She creates manifestation and she dissolves manifestation, but she protects. Her qualities are creativity, compassion, love, and nurturing. For she preserves the world by nurturing and fostering life. She is the outward expression in the created universe of the infinite Purusha. Like two sides of a coin, they cannot be separated from each other. And together, they make the whole. Within the quiescence of Purusha, Prakriti lays dormant, quiet, unmanifest, but she exists. And within the creativity of expression that she provides in manifesting the created universe, Purusha lies quiescent, witnessing, knowing, but not participating. The acts of creativity are strictly hers. The manifestation of the multiplicity in the tapestry of life that she weaves out of the essence of Purusha. So these two, Purusha and Prakriti, consciousness, being, and creativity, manifestation, they are indivisible. Each lying within the other. The Divine Mother and the Divine Father are these two forces, these two primordial aspects of the universe. There is in truth only one infinite consciousness, one eternal being, one infinite Brahma. There is only one. But within the one lies the potential of two. Of the unmanifest, the quiescent being, and the creative manifestation of life. This creative principle, this creative force of nature, the divine, is associated with the feminine, because in the womb of a woman, life grows. She is the creative force. The masculine is the passive force, the seed of that life. but not one to actively participate in the development and growth of life. So in this is mirrored these cosmic principles. They are mirrored in all different species throughout the entire universe, not only on this planet, but through all creation. The same principles apply. There is both the whole, and then within the whole, the duality that is symbolized as the Divine Mother and the Divine Father. Within her lies the infinite consciousness of Purusha. Within Purusha lies the quiescent creativity of the Divine Mother of Prakriti. Both of these forces create the whole, the one being, always quiescent, unmoving, and yet simultaneously creative, manifesting through the gunas, the sentience, the principles of sentience, movement, and static existence, manifesting the five elements, and from that the entire creative display of this universe. Being ordinary people, naturally we relate to the personification of these great principles. They cannot be treated as great abstractions, for they are not, in fact, abstractions. They are very personal to our own existence. The Divine Mother is not an abstraction. She is the mother of all. And so when we think of her as a mother, as a human, we embody her. And thus we can relate to this great cosmic force. As we embody the infinite consciousness of being as Shiva, as the beloved of your heart, both are there within you, within all beings. As you come to know the feminine, you know the underlying being. As you come to know underlying being, you discover the Divine Mother, quiescent in her creativity, essence of life. She is the essence of life. When through your sadhana you come to know her, you come to know that divine aspect which creates, preserves, and dissolves, in which is the nurturing mother that gives life, and preserves life. She is embodied in this, in your manifestation as a woman, as this expression of creativity comes through you, and life is born in the world through you. Is it not the natural instinct of all women to protect and preserve children? To yes. nurture the development of life?
Yes.
You have the power of creation within you. And so you are linked to this creative force. To this divine expression of life in the world. And through that, to the peace and quiescence and the wholeness of the infinite. All right. Are there any questions?
Baba, do men have to ideate on the Divine Mother to become one?
Their physiology is different. They do not have this capacity of creativity, of creation, of life that a woman has.
But to become one, Shiva and Shakti, it's only Shiva.
For many men, they feel they are the bride of Christ. They are the bride of God. They identify with the feminine. Many great saints have even the men would dress in the women's clothing to feel they are the bride of the beloved. So yes. This happens in the sadhana of many men.
Yes, but it's not here in this system of our Baba system that. That men would ideate on the Divine Mother.